repeal and replace, but maybe not just right this second. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Midday Update. The 115th Congress of the United States will convene today, and with control of both houses to back them, Republican leaders have put one thing above all others in their crosshairs: taking down Obamacare, repeal and replace. That, however, is much easier said than done, it turns out. Republicans don't have enough seats in the Senate to repeal Obamacare entirely and directly. What they can do is go after Obamacare by the purse strings. Stan Collender tracks Congress for MSL Group.
Then the only thing they can do are repeal those parts of the Affordable Care Act that deal with the budget, that is, would either increase or decrease spending or taxes.
Specifically, he says this means undoing the tax penalty that forces everyone to sign up for insurance and undoing the tax increases used to pay for Obamacare subsidies.
Essentially, what they'd be doing would be creating a Swiss cheese type of law that where there are some big holes in it.
The issue there is that the health insurance system is a bit like a game of Jenga, in the sense that one move might take down the whole thing, according to Larry Levitt with the Kaiser Family Foundation. He also says repealing Obamacare taxes sets up a problem for step two, Obamacare's replacement.
If you repeal all the taxes, then you're left with no revenue to pay for a replacement plan. So Republicans are caught between a desire to repeal tax increases that they oppose, but preserving revenues to pay for a replacement plan.
This is why any Republican measures to repeal Obamacare probably won't take effect for several years, giving them time to figure it out. We have some strong manufacturing numbers from a couple places around the world. The Purchasing Managers Index, it's a measure of manufacturing health, in the UK reached the highest level in 2 years, sending markets there up, FTSE's up 0.5%. And in China, a measure of manufacturing health there is at its highest point since 2013. With some more on these numbers and where markets are headed, we have Julian Emanuel joining us. He's Executive Director of U.S. Equity and Derivative Strategy at UBS Securities. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning, Sabri.
This time last year, markets started to fall on negative data about Chinese manufacturing. This year, it looks like we're starting 2017 with some really good data on Chinese manufacturing.
It's really amazing what a difference a year makes. You know, we start 2017 with very strong manufacturing data that basically proves the point that China is making this transition that's been talked about over the last couple of years from an industrial-led economy to an economy that's driven actually by domestic consumption. And so from that perspective, when we think about how 2016 started with, you know, concerns about the Chinese economy, certainly driven by currency fluctuations, it couldn't be more different.
As you know, we've seen a major run-up in markets over the past month and a half. But in about a week, we're going to start getting earnings from a lot of different companies. And that's going to be sort of where reality meets hope. What do you think those earnings are going to tell us?
The expectation is for strong growth in the fourth quarter, which we're going to hear about, on the order of over 4%. 2017 is projected to grow at over 12%, essentially based on very much politically inspired thoughts of stronger economic growth. How stocks react to incoming earnings data is really going to tell us a lot about how much is priced in to this rally and how much we can expect the market to move forward, particularly during President-elect Trump's first 100 days in office.
All right. Julian Emanuel, Executive Director of U.S. Equity and Derivatives Strategy at UBS Securities. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Now, women have just as much need to fix their cars as men do, obviously. But car repair shops kind of have a guyish feeling to them. Not so in a new auto repair shop in the Philadelphia area. It's woman-run, and as Bobby Allen of WHYY reports, the business model doesn't just welcome female customers, it targets them.
Wearing a backwards red ball cap, skinny jeans, and high heel boots, Patrice Banks is doing her thing at the Girls Auto Clinic.
That boom, boom noise that you hear at a shop is called an impact gun.
Banks quit her engineering job at DuPont and enrolled in automotive school, in part because she was uncomfortable going to auto repair shops.
I felt like an auto airhead. I hated all of my experiences going in for an oil change, being upsold all the time for an air filter. Anytime a dashboard light come on, I'd panic. You know, you hear a noise on your car, you're like, oh, no.
That experience inspired Girls Auto Clinic, an auto repair shop and salon. While customers get their car fixed, they could also get a mani, pedi, or hairstyling.
That's what I want it to be like, a clubhouse for women.
Banks runs a monthly car clinic for women, and she has a local TED Talk called How I Plan on Disrupting the Auto Industry in Red Heels.
I'm a mechanic. I cater to women. I get this because it's so unique and it's so needed. And most of the time, it's like, why hasn't this been done before?
Philadelphia and Susan Sweeney first found Banks through the workshops.
I did not know that girls can go in the automotive field.
Now she's one of the mechanics at the shop. Denny Bowen is president of the National Automotive Maintenance and Repair Association. He says women represent about 65% of auto repair customers. He knows of other female-owned shops, but hasn't heard of any that focus on one demographic.
I can see that there may be some reason to do that, and maybe there is a target market there.
One of Banks' customers, Brandy Lewis Anderson, says her loyalty came about from...
angst about going to the mechanic that I was going to. And that's the worst thing is when you trust your mechanic and they play you.
So now she says she can feel more relaxed about getting her hatchback fixed. And the manicure while she waits doesn't hurt. In Philadelphia, I'm Bobby Allen for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.